From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama named a new national monument today, Chimney Rock, in southwestern Colorado. It is a spectacular place. Two colossal sandstone spires soar from a mesa high above an evergreen forest. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has more on the spot's new status and the ancient people who called it home more than 1,000 years ago.
The moon usually rises south of the huge sandstone towers at Chimney Rock. But every 18 or 19 years, the moon has what's called a lunar standstill, and for a few years, the moon rises directly between the two huge pillars. This seems to have been pretty important to a society known as the ancestral Pueblo people. They built their largest building, what archaeologists call their Great House, to have a perfect view of this astronomical wonder. Archaeologist Steve Lexon says that Great House is still standing at Chimney Rock and is a remarkable sight.
It was built for a while. It's on a spot that's pure wow. I mean, the location is just stunning. And then they architecturally positioned themselves on that ridge out near those two huge pillars to make that thing really impressive.
This 40-room palace is the centerpiece of the settlement.
You go up and see the Great House, which is all these square walls and fancy masonry and big, tall, imposing rooms, and then go down and see where the normal people live, the 99%.
The farmers and other common folk lived in much more simple, circular houses. This rich heritage and natural scenery earned Chimney Rock the status of national monument. It will give the place more protection and more money. It's the third national monument President Obama has created. The first two were historic military forts. The new national monument, Chimney Rock, was one of many outposts of the much larger Chaco Canyon settlement in northern New Mexico. Although Chimney Rock is about 55 miles from Chaco, archaeologists believe the two settlements communicated with smoke signals. Lexon says a high school student first demonstrated that Chaco Canyon and Chimney Rock were set up for line-of-sight communication.
Had her mom stand at one end, you know, down towards Chaco, and she flashed mirrors at Chimney Rock or vice versa.
Archaeologists also found huge fireboxes at both sites.
They weren't toasting marshmallows. They're sending signals.
Brenda Todd is one of the experts who has argued that Chimney Rock was a colony of Chaco.
The architecture, I mean, it just screams Chacoan.
But before Todd started her PhD on Chimney Rock, she got a taste of its magic. In 2006, she hiked up to the Great House at Chimney Rock and watched the lunar standstill.
We saw the moon rise between the pillars that night, and it was pretty amazing.
Visitors to the new national monument won't get to view that astronomical site for many years. But in the meantime, there's lots to learn there about the people who lived in the American Southwest more than 1,000 years ago. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.